بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن ابن عباس وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إذا أقيمت الصلاة فلا تأتوها تسعون وأتوها تمشون، وعليكم السكينة، فما أدركتم فصلوا وما فاتكم فأتموا. متفق عليه. This hadith, we began the discussion yesterday. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, when the salah has commenced, you should not approach it running. Rather, you should walk and you should be composed. Alaykum as-sakina. This section of the hadith, this expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that keep your composure, your dignity when you are approaching the salah, is the reason why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this particular hadith in this chapter, which, just to remind us, deals with the virtue of approaching salah, knowledges, gatherings of knowledge, and similar acts of virtue, similar acts of ibadat, with dignity and with composure. Bisakinati wal waqar. So, salah has started in the masjid. You are proceeding towards the masjid. Somehow or the other, you got late. Now you, is it an act of virtue to start running, to make it for that salah? We see clearly in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises us that even though you are in a hurry, do not run and approach the salah. At all times, keep in mind that whose court you are going to stand in, and that very act of ibadat and virtue requires you to keep your composure and your dignity. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنَّ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Adopt zinat. Let there be beauty in your attire, in your demeanor, in your manner, in every aspect. Particularly when it comes to salah. The same thing will apply, obviously, to the gathering of deen. Sometimes you are going to attend some bayan, attend some majlis. Let there be composure and dignity. فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whatever you get, in other words, if it's a 4 rakat salah, you missed 1 or 2 rakats, the balance that you caught with the imam, you will perform. And thereafter, as a masbuk, you will complete the balance of the salah. As we mentioned yesterday, to fully comprehend the mansha of a hadith, the objective of why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this, don't run. In other words, proceed early. Don't leave everything for last minute. We mentioned yesterday that salah teaches you punctuality. Don't make a habit out of always being late. And as we mentioned, running is contrary to the dignity of salah. Naturally, this was touched on also yesterday, that if a person starts running, he starts breathing heavily, this causes taklif to the other musallis. And a person who is trying to catch his breath, it's very hard that he is going to be able to concentrate in his salah. There's one addition to this riwayat, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions, that in Muslim Sharif, Zada Muslim fi riwayat illahu, فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا كَانَ يَعْمِدُ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَهُوَ فِي صَلَاةِ. That when a person makes intention to proceed for salah, Allah's mercy is such, Allah's kindness is such, that he will be counted as if he is already in salah. So a man walking to salah is already in salah. So if you are already in salah, that alone teaches you that you should not be running. Rather, you should be composed and dignified. And with that beautiful virtue we learn that if he misses one or two rakats, or even if he misses the whole jamaat, he will get the reward as if he made salah with jamaat, as long as he doesn't make a habit of this type of thing. Or beforehand he already decided, you know what, I'm going to miss the namaz, leave in my own time. Then obviously he's not going to get the reward. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when you intended to proceed for the salah, you are already in salah. So why start running? Allah is already giving you the reward. Keep your composure and your dignity. Another lesson we learn from this hadith, that فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. Whatever you got, perform it. And whatever you missed, fulfill it later. I mean, complete it after the imam has made salam. So another important point which ulama ikram take out of this is that join the imam in whatever posture he is. Sometimes imam just woke up from ruku, he's gone into coma, so you'll find the person joining. What he'll do, he'll stand and he'll wait for the imam to stand up for the next salah. That he should not be doing. If the imam is gone into coma, join him in coma. If the imam is gone into sajda, join him in sajda. This leads to one very important muzakara. There is one masla that if the imam is already in ruku, we know the masla is that you will have been counted as having got that rakat if you join the imam in ruku. Once the imam wakes up from ruku, then you have lost that rakat, and you have to complete that rakat after the imam makes salam. Very common mistake we notice is that there are differences of opinion, but the more popular masla is that to have been counted as having join that particular rakat, there has to be some point where yourself and the imam are in ruku at the same time. Another very big mistake many people make is in the haste to make it for that ruku. We say our takbir tahrima, Allahu Akbar, tie the hands, and we do not pause. Some people already, with the takbir tahrima, they are already going towards ruku in order to make that rakat. Now we find that there are what we call arkan of salah, pillars of salah that are compulsory. Amongst them is what we call qiyam. When you join the imam and say Allahu Akbar, that standing posture is what we call qiyam. Now what establishes qiyam? How do we say that the person has made his qiyam? For that, ulama say that he has to stand. The absolute bare minimum is to the extent that it takes to say one subhanallah. That's wajib. Then he has established the posture of qiyam. So if a person rushes, imam is in ruku, Allahu Akbar, ties his hand, and there is no pause, immediately he's gone into ruku, he hasn't stood to the extent to stay one subhanallah, then his qiyam has not been established. By not establishing his qiyam, one of the farais of salah has not been established, so his entire salah is nullified. So in order to make one rakat, he nullified his entire namaz. So that is why it is very important, Allah's Rasul is saying, keep your composure, keep your dignity. Nothing is running away. If you were worried, you should have left early. Today you got late for whatever reason, toilet, stomach problem, whatever it is, take it, no problem. Come, Allahu Akbar, tie your hands, pause at least the bare minimum for the time that it, don't say subhanallah, I'm saying for the time that it takes to say one subhanallah. Establish the posture of qiyam, and now you have entered into salah. Then go into ruku. If at that point the imam is still in ruku, your rakat is made, that rakat. If the imam has woken up, no problem. You missed that rakat. You complete it after the imam made salam. Now the question is, I said joining the imam in ruku, being in ruku at the same time as the imam. There are many a'imma, many imams. Some start the sami'allahu liman hamida from the time they wake up from ruku. Then we notice there are many imams, because of the mic systems in the masjid, they stand up and then they say sami'allahu liman hamida. So the person that is joining late, he is going towards ruku. The imam has already woken up. He's already stood up, even though he hasn't said sami'allahu liman hamida. If this person did not join that imam physically in ruku, even if it is for 1 or 2 seconds, he has lost that rakat, because the imam already woke up. So he needs to complete that salat. Here again is another very common mistake which we observe. A lot of people come late. Allahu Akbar. They stood few seconds or 1 second or few seconds. Started going towards ruku. Imam already woke up from the ruku. That rakat has been lost. No problem, he must complete it. If he regards it as if he made that rakat, then again his namaz is nullified. Why? Because that rakat has not been established. For the rakat to be established, he has to be in the posture of ruku with that imam, even if it is for 1 or 2 seconds. He has to reach that ruku before the imam woke up. Now, in the haste for that to happen, do not sacrifice your qiyam. You rather take your time, say Allahu Akbar, tie your hands. Even if you miss the rakat, no problem. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلْ. Man has been created out of haste. And in hastiness, as we mentioned previously, nothing good comes out of hastiness. So, rather be at ease and be conscious of these masail. Now, one other question arises. How do you know whether the imam woke up from ruku or not? Because like I said, some imams, the sami'allahu liman hamida only starts after he stood up. So how do I know that I joined the imam in ruku? Here, one suggestion, shouldn't actually always be doing, in fact, we shouldn't always be late, but if we are late, one suggestion is just before, once we said Allahu Akbar, tied our hands, established our qiyam, and as we are about to proceed in ruku, take one quick glance at where the imam is. Take one quick glance, you see the imam is still in ruku, no problem, you joined him. Many times you'll observe that if you take a quick glance, you see the imam already started waking up, even though he didn't say sami'allahu liman hamida. So in that case, you miss that particular rakat, and you will complete it after the imam makes salam. So just to reiterate this, this is important because it pertains to our salah, and our salah we should not be taking any compromises with. We should be very careful and meticulous with our salah. Is that join the imam in whichever posture you find him. Once you leave your home for salah, then, and after having made wudu, obviously, then the reward already commences. So maintain your composure, maintain your dignity. Don't be like a little child when you enter the masjid, you're trying to make it through the rakat, you start running. Sometimes you observe adults running in the masjid. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see clearly in this hadith, prohibition. فَلَا تَأْتُوهَا تَسْعَوْنَ. He says, do not approach the jamaat running. So in trying to do one neki, you are going against the directive of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Masjid is not a place to be running. Masjid is a place to walk. Walk with composure, with dignity. Like I said, if you want to walk briskly, increase the pace of your walking, that is no problem. But it should not be the hayat or the manner of running. Like your stuff expires.